Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's latest rocket launch Sunday is raising concerns in the United States and with its allies that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. The North's apparent noncompliance with international obligations raising some questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. Tufts University Korea scholar Sun-Yung Lee tells VOA he is not surprised about the launch.
With their keen sense of timing, it was entirely predictable that they would do it on a Sunday morning when the weather was fine, right at the start of the most important national holiday celebrations in China and in South Korea, the Lunar New Year celebrations.
The UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt expeditiously a new Security Council resolution. UN sanctions banned Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests or any launches using ballistic missile technology. Thousands of rescue workers in Tainan, Taiwan, clawed through vast mounds of wreckage again today. Hopes of rescuing the more than 100 people trapped in the rubble of a 17-story apartment building that collapsed during a powerful earthquake on Saturday. More than 170 people have been rescued alive. At least 34 people have died when the 66.4 magnitude quake hit. More than 500 others in Tainan, a city of 2 million, were injured. Algeria has adopted a new package of constitutional reforms that include limiting presidents to two terms, recognizing the language used by the Berbers as an official language of the North African country, changes 2008 reforms. This is VOA News.